groups of volunteers and human service professionals will be canvassing Oswego, Onondaga, and Cayuga counties tonight to get a count of how many people are homeless in the area. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the count last year found nearly 600 men, women, and children in central New York were experiencing homelessness, which includes emergency shelters and transitional living facilities.
Jill Bruskevich is the Continuum of Care Program Manager at Oswego County Opportunities. She has helped organize volunteers to canvass all corners of Oswego County for the point-in-time count.
So that we can try to basically paint a picture of what homelessness looks like and get people services that are needed and get more services into our county that are needed too.
The canvassers will go to spots known for having homeless people, including businesses open past 7 p.m., where sometimes people will go to warm up, like gas stations, laundromats, and Walmart. Currently, Oswego County does not have a family shelter where someone can knock on the door for help. But when canvassers do find someone homeless, they can call 211 with that person and find a place for the night, like a hotel, motel, or warming center. Bruskevich says a lack of affordable housing is the biggest contributing factor to homelessness.
So just finding something for somebody that maybe makes minimum wage or has public assistance as their income is extremely difficult. A lot of times people are using their whole income for housing.
The point-in-time count is done every year and is a requirement for some federal funding through the Department of Housing and Urban Development. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.